Students of the Alaska Sea Grant Smoked Seafood School are skinning fillets of sockeye salmon at the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center. They're preparing the meat to become smoked jerky. Richard Wilson is showing some of his fellow students how he skins fish.
I usually leave a little bit of meat on the tail, just so you can grab it, take it and go down, and then just start pulling it against your blade. If you got a sharp blade, it just goes.
Wilson and his wife came to the workshop from Naknek in Bristol Bay, where he works as a fisherman.
We have a little family operation. It's called Tolchina Fisheries, and just small family thing.
Smoking salmon isn't new to Wilson. He's done it for years, but only for personal use. The annual two-day workshop will teach him and the other students techniques that could help them produce smoked fish commercially, which is why Wilson's here to get information that'll help him expand his business.
Oh, we're coming in here wide open. Just want to learn it all and see what it takes to actually do a product that's legal, you know, and that's safe and sellable.
This year, there are about a dozen students who've come from all over the country to attend. That's not uncommon. Skill levels usually range from backyard enthusiasts to professionals from the seafood industry. Chad Beatty came all the way from Seattle. He says he's worked in technology for 17 years, but now wants to make the jump to selling smoked seafood. He describes himself as a sport fisherman and says smoking fish isn't a new concept.
Yeah, I have some secret recipes and ingredients that way for sure.
He says making this career change will
marry my passion with my profession.
The class covers a lot in 2 days. It includes preparing and producing smoked fish products, teaching safety regulations, and getting up to speed on different machines. Chris Sanito is a seafood technology specialist at the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center. He's also one of the instructors at the workshop. He says teaching the class is one of his favorite things to do. Sanito loves smoking fish and the creativity that goes along with it.
It's kind of like winemaking. There's hundreds of different techniques, and everyone's uncle makes the best smoked salmon. So we're trying just to lay out what is considered a safe product and let people have the flexibility in creating their own methods too. So
Sanito says he's learned a lot teaching the workshop over the years, and helping people learn how to make safe and delicious smoked fish is really fulfilling.
You know, we've been doing it for thousands of years, and this is kind of putting the modern twist on it.
This year's batch of students worked on salmon jerky, the cold and hot process of smoking, and smoking herring. Sanito says all the students should leave at the end of the class with their arms full of the smoked fish they helped make. For KMXT, in Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.